Hello and welcome to episode 21 of the re-released Brother Streep Show. I'm Andrew and I have a husky voice because I've had a cold. We start talking about the 2 to 21 age limit that there used to be at movies and wondering if unborn babies in their mother's tummies can hear what's going on. That followed into an Infinity War review. Yes, it's dated this podcast slightly. Also, we talked about Simon's mom's birthday for a bit. Can't really remember why. And Dylan tells us about his cranberry / Game of Thrones parody song, and he's perplexed by the people who liked it. We then out a friend's workplace bathroom antics, and Simon's experience thereafter. Simon and Dylan talk about playing a corporate gig, and trying to top Monty Python's accountant song, and how tough that is. We play 20 questions. Simon is changing it to 15 or 18 questions, but the object is under a bowl in the room. It's then time for the Warehouse of Rejected Ideas, where I suggest a video game, Gordon Ramsay Hero, Simon suggests a device that wakes you up when you're sleepily watching TV, and Dylan suggests a surround sound system to give you the real cinema experience. We end with the Tina Fey quiz, and right at the very end of the podcast, we find out that my lovely wife has requested personally that Dylan finish his sketch from Sketch No Show, whatever the round's called, so we can put it on our fridge. Did I ever get that sketch? Well, not yet. If you'd like to get in touch with us, email us at info@brotherstreep.com. Otherwise, enjoy the show.
Show, it's the best podcast that we know. We are glad to have you here. Let our voices massage your ears. It's free and it's online. It's an hour of your time. So welcome to the Brother Streep Show. Welcome to the Brother Streep Show.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
We are coming to you live. This is recorded.
It's not. I wish it was.
But we are alive when we're doing this.
We're alive. And if someone wants to tweet in now, we could pretend later that it was live.
Oh, that's interesting. This is from Nick Charlie Key. He says, I can confirm you are alive. That's
good man.
Thanks, Nick.
Good man. All right, I'm Simon Streep.
I'm Dill Streep.
I'm Andrew.
And welcome to another episode, episode 21 of the Brother Streep Show. Now, I must say,
21. We can watch all the movies.
What movies?
You know, the 2 to 21s. We're officially 21 years old.
Do they even have 2 to 21 movies these days?
They don't. But why 2? What can a 1-year-old see that a 2-year-old would would affect a 2-year-old?
It's a good question. I just want to know is when did they... Because I get that like times are changing. But these days, you can see naughty bits in films that are like 2 to 10.
There's no 2 to 10. If there's no 2 to 21, there's definitely no 2 to 10 anymore.
Well, I mean 10, at least PG-10 or PG-13 or whatever it is. That's quite a young age to see naughty bits.
Well, name something that has naughty
name
bits.
Name a naughty bit.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. In the film, The Whole Nine Yards, which is definitely only a 13.
This has been etched into his brain, though. He was at that edge.
You see Amanda's Peets. No.
It's true.
Now, that to me seems a bit too young for the average small 13-year-old male.
I was confused.
Yes.
From what I remembered, it was kind of at a distance.
I think it was in a doorway, wasn't it? Quite close.
I think
was it?
I mean, I can remember the scene vividly. Maybe it was from a distance because you were watching from behind a couch somewhere in the back of the room.
I just feel you need to save that stuff till people know what to adequately do with that.
Well, because, at that age, you've just come out of doing, feeding off that.
That age. Image of you as a 12-year-old.
Game of Thrones. it wasn't.
But it's interesting that you say
it's only till I was 5.
2 to 10, because we went to a movie last night and we saw... Claire and I went to Civil War.
Nice.
And I only realized kind of at the end of the movie that it's probably quite loud for the little baby in Claire's tummy.
I was just going to say, do they have like a negative number to 10?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I guess she was under the limit, technically. But nobody seemed to stop us. But I was just wondering, like, it's probably like deafeningly loud. But then again, you're in a kind of watery chamber.
I have a feeling, I mean, I can't think back this far, but if I was to remember, it'd be kind of that muffled sound, like when you've had a shower and water's stuck in your ear.
Yes.
And then you hop like an idiot on your one leg with your head over to the side.
Yeah.
Do you think you remember that kind of stuff? So you think when your child is born, she'll be really keen to see Infinity Wars now.
They've laid the groundwork already. Yeah. What did you think of Civil War? These are the reviews we choose.
I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I liked the spoilers. Liked that.
Whoa, hang on.
I don't know, not really. Haven't you seen it?
No, I have.
Okay.
Is this genuine spoilers?
Well, I mean, maybe.
Okay, there's a spoiler coming up.
I didn't say spoilers.
I know, but sometimes people throw out the word spoilers as like a comedy.
Yeah, and then they go like, the film has Captain America in. I knew that was in the title. So,
okay.
Just need to be clear.
Well, then, no spoilers. I like the bad guy.
You like the
bad guy?
Oh, no, I know it's
a guy. It was an interesting. Or girl.
I don't even remember.
Oh, there we go.
So. Yeah.
Bad guy.
It was good. It was lots of infighting. That's not a spoiler. It's in the name.
Okay. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Right.
So it's my mom's 70th birthday today.
Oh.
That's quite a big number. She, I found this out the other day while researching.
Is this live today or podcast today?
It's podcast today. Live today. She'll be 70 in a couple of days old.
Ah. Because I wanted to, you know, I was going to rush off here and get some flowers.
Well, no, that would be good.
Just for me.
Oh.
Yeah. I need to spruce up my house. It's empty.
Fair enough. She's 70. And I did some research because I might say a little toasty thing tonight. I might get up there and tell everyone. I might do like a bit of stand-up comedy. And like, Sue's 70 years old. That's so old. Even her birthday now has birthdays. Something like
that's
that.
That's classic comedy.
Yes.
What do you do in the front? Retired. What do you do in the front? Retired.
What do you do in the front? Not for much longer. So I did some research and found out Donald Trump is also 70.
Interesting.
Now, that means, I mean, we're not going to do some Donald Trump bashing because I think he does it pretty adequately enough himself.
Ooh, zing.
But that means that my mom could technically be running for president of the United States of America.
I would prefer that.
No, but the thing is, my mom doesn't even know how to use Facebook. do you really want a president who's not entirely sure what sharing something on a wall
what about
is?
Your dad
I don't know
being,
if Trump knows how to use Facebook.
What about your dad running for president? That'd be something.
Yeah, he knows a bit more, but
he'd run a tight ship, I'll tell you.
Yeah, he'll be like, make America clean.
Yeah.
Make America clean again.
Just imagine how many lawns you'd have to mow, Simon.
Yeah. For those new to the podcast, my dad is...
The White House lawn.
Yeah. He's quite into getting lawns mowed. He likes tidy things, likes everything in one place. So he'll definitely... you'll probably also want to build a wall. Be like, cool, the less people in here, the more neat we can get.
The less clutter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Happy birthday, Sue.
Happy birthday.
I had a funny thing happen. I noticed on Facebook the other day.
Okay.
So a while back, I made a little video on our Brother Street page. If anyone's been looking there, they may think, oh, it's that London video that has like a million views. It's not that. It's the one I put up afterwards, which really was always going to struggle, let's be honest. But I mean, this thing was, it was really dumb.
Yeah.
I was listening to the Cranberries in my car. And I noticed that the chick from the Cranberries famously has quite a funny voice. You know, zombie, zombie, that one. And she was singing the song about, you're going to have to hold on. But she kind of goes, you're going to have to hold on. And I thought, that sounds like she's saying Hodor.
Yeah.
So I cut a little, it's like a 20-second video of her singing, you're going to have to Hodor, with clip interspliced with clips of Hodor from Game of Thrones. And it went nowhere. And then, pretty much. And then, like, 2 or 3 days ago, I started getting notifications that, like, people were liking it and sharing it, and suddenly it had gone from maybe 23 views to 1,023 views and stuff. And started looking at the names of the people who were liking it, and we've got your Vera Katika, Kana Aslan, Munza Sowa, And I'm starting to think, these are Game of Thrones characters. Ray Mai, Road King Joe, Alexandra Minukov. I mean, I think that's an actual actor. Furman Zarate. These are like,
you need to contact these people and start a movie.
I just don't know what happened that suddenly all these like random foreigners, Limi Rayman, have started enjoying my little cranberries video.
That's a good
story. Ori no rye.
How many views has it had now?
I don't know, 1,000 and...
I think that's viral.
1,000?
Yeah.
Maybe when the internet first started.
Yeah.
But I mean, this thing is like Anna Paquin quality stupid. And that that took about 4 or 5 years until it suddenly became world famous.
Yeah, it's just got the year going. It sounds like in a couple of years' time, the whole of Russia would have seen your video.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. So last week, we had this big in-depth conversation about bathrooms, as we do most weeks.
Yeah.
And
it's almost like we're sponsored by bathrooms.
Yeah. The concept.
Yeah.
And kind of what happened is that we had been talking about, or I'd been talking about, the fact that there'd been new additions to the bathroom that I normally use. There'd been a new hairdryer installed.
It's not a hairdryer. It's a hand dryer.
You can use it as a hairdryer if you really need to.
If you're Mr. Bean.
And,
if you have hairy hands.
Yeah. Like a new soap dispenser. And that made Andrew go, oh, that's interesting. That happened in my bathroom. And for a minute there, we thought, oh, maybe we, you know,
share
using the same bathroom.
Yeah.
Which would be weird because we work on different floors but in the same building.
Yeah.
It turns out, obviously, you know, they just did both bathrooms at the same time. But then Andrew mentioned that the person...
Are we going here?
Sorry. Yeah, we're
going
to go
okay,
here.
Okay, all right.
Andrew mentioned that Richard, one of the guys that I work with...
Oh, you've named him.
I did name him. That he does not use the bathroom on the floor that we work in.
Ah.
And I thought that's a very bizarre thing to do.
That's a sneaky.
It's a very weird... So I thought this week I'm going to go investigate... Because there's,
what? Investigate what?
Because there's got to be a reason. If you're not using the bathroom on the floor that you work in, if you're going one level up to go to use that bathroom, there must be something amazing happening in that bathroom. There must be something really worthwhile. So I was kind of going in the back of my mind, like we had been talking a couple of weeks ago about like women's bathrooms, how they sometimes have cupboards and vending machines and latest episodes of Grey's Anatomy playing in the background, all that kind of stuff. And so I thought, wow, this is going to be the kind of experience that I'm going to have on the second floor bathroom. That's what's going to happen. So I walked up the stairs, very excited to check out this new venture, opened the door, and... Already, I was a bit thrown off guard because it was a different layout to my normal bathroom.
It is different.
Oh, no. You went and peed in the sink, washed your hands in the toilet.
Well, I opened the door and almost walked straight into a cubicle, which I'm not used to because there's like the cubicles are quite close to the entrance of that door.
Yeah, it's quick access.
Sounds ideal for you.
And
you have to fight your way past the urinals.
Yeah. The sink and the hair dryer, a hair dryer, is on like a different side of the thing. And so already it threw me off. I wasn't 100% certain about this bathroom.
You're like, I can't do business here. I'm all tense.
it just wasn't the same vibe that I was used to. I was failing to see where the big draw card was. Like there was no like magician or, you know, bouncy castle.
You didn't go into the women's bathroom.
So that really, I was like, I don't understand why Richard is making this huge travel up to the space to do his number twos. So then I walked into the cubicle because as one does, I'm like, okay, I can't just judge it without using the facilities.
Sure.
That would be like...
You are thorough.
Yeah, that would be like reviewing a film just having seen the poster.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to do that. I want to use the bathroom. I want to get the most I can out of the bathroom before making my judgment. So I sat upon said toilet. I kind of... take in...
Soaked in the environment.
Yeah, took in the environment.
Yeah.
Which wasn't great because there was someone in the cubicle next to me and they were...
Bolland.
They were noisier than one would hope.
Really,
I was like, oh, I'm going to have to deduct points because I don't tend to hear other noises in the first floor bathroom.
Right.
So here, already the acoustics on working in this bathroom's favor. And then I kind of, you know, when I wash my hands and the rest. So basically,
dried your hair.
So basically, I've now been able to give a full review of the bathroom.
Okay.
And I have not solved the mystery as to why Richard particularly likes this new bathroom. There's nothing great going for it. And if anything, I would say it's not as good as the first floor bathroom.
I have a feeling.
Really? Yeah.
And this is a testament to his character.
Yeah.
His selfless, giving, charitable character.
Yeah.
That rather than there being a great draw in bathroom two, the new bathroom, let's call it that, he doesn't want to leave bathroom one in the state that it would be left after he's been there. For all you first floor alumni.
So I would counter that, because he knows that I'm on floor three. And so, unless he just
maybe
cares for me less.
Maybe it's not selfless at all. Maybe he knows he's going to have to go at least twice in the day. He does not want to return to a bathroom. Maybe he uses a different bathroom like throughout the day.
So
he never hits the same bathroom twice.
Well, I did.
Returns to the scene of the crime.
I did question him about this.
Yeah.
Because I had heard rumors that Andrew said, because this particular bathroom, if you're ever in the Woodstock Exchange and you do happen to be in the floor one and you do happen to go in the bathroom, this particular bathroom does have like this weird decor where they're like eyeballs on the wall.
Exactly. I present evidence of the eyeballs, and it's weird. It's super weird. There's eyeballs everywhere, like massive golf, not even golf ball, like tennis ball size eyeballs on the wall looking at you as you
like 3D or
3D
yeah, like what is it? It's protruding like from the wall.
Yeah, it's like someone's
beveled.
It's like someone's stuck a fake eyeball on the wall, kind of thing. But they're not, I mean, they're not attached to a face, so you don't get a sense of like its actual
eyes.
And
they're too big to be replaceable, like they slide away and then there's actual eyes there just watching.
Yeah, like Wallace and Gromit. They look like Wallace and Gromit eyes.
Okay.
So I thought this was the reason, because this is what Andrew had mentioned in passing while leaving last week, that it could, that might be why Richard does this.
Yeah.
So I kind of, I chatted him about it like that, and he didn't say it was that. He did actually give some form of reason about, he kind of feels that he's more naked in the first floor bathrooms because there's like gaps kind of between the cubicle and the ceiling and the cubicle and the floor.
Yeah, that is true.
So, I mean, fair enough. That is a reason. But I also found out now he's using the bathroom on the first floor.
Really?
Like the actual the ground floor. Yeah.
But that's a horrible bathroom.
That sounds like you're going to have to go to the third from now on.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to the fourth.
Hedge my bets.
I'm going to keep going higher until I'm just on the roof.
It'll be like Pooh Hill.
Yeah.
I can be found in streeping around.
So we played a gig.
Whoa.
First time in ages.
It does feel like a long time.
Man, this is like a renaissance of those dark years back in about 2008 when we'd formed the band and then stopped kind of doing anything musical and just kind of hung out and watched DVDs a lot.
Yeah. For about 2 years.
Recorded a couple of podcasts and we're like, we're still a band, we're still going. What do you guys do?
I mean, what's it like being back in front of the baying crowds?
Well,
chanting
crowds
your names.
Is generous. It was a corporate gig. It wasn't a proper gig. We got asked to play at a financial talk, and I know what you're thinking.
Yeah.
That sounds like a match made in heaven.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
This was full on graphs, laser pointers. Yeah.
At one stage, the question was asked, like, "What can we expect to happen in the economy after the local elections?"
Yeah,
And
you're just like, Bruce Willis is dead. La, la, la.
If we didn't have a song for that particular moment.
Yeah.
No, yeah. So there was all this this kind of talking, and then we came up at the end to change the vibe entirely, I guess. That's what they must have been thinking. And yeah, it was really fun. It was a little kind of theater, amphitheater kind of thing. Because often at these corporate things, Simon will attest to this, the people don't actually care that there's entertainment there.
That's true.
Yeah. They don't really listen, do they?
And they shouldn't really have to. You can't force somebody. This is their day off work, you know. They've gone to a thing that's been lavishly paid for, and there's food and booze and people that they may not get to talk to because their cubicles aren't close together in their working life. And now they have to like sit down and watch a band who they've never heard of play for half an hour. Whereas this one, they were already in those seats, so they couldn't go anywhere.
Oh, sweet. That's
which
perfect.
Which was perfect for us.
Yeah.
You work in our favor.
You like your crowd locked in.
Ideally, yeah.
Oh, it's fun.
You know what would be the greatest crowd for us ever is kind of
like
the front
prison.
The front row, the prison, or the front row of the Cobra ride. at Ratanga Junction.
You just flip the first two seats around.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Because you kind of click that thing in and it can only disconnect when the show's over.
Oh,
that guy
so
comes
good.
Around to give it that extra shunt. He's like, oh man, right in the gut.
I feel
such a metaphor for what's about to happen.
What was nice about this is it kind of redeemed an area of the workplace, I guess, in my mind, in street corporates, because whilst the people that were in the audience, they're actually just your average Joe that happened to be investing through this particular person who was hosting the event. But it was still very much, you know, in the financial air. It was in this financial space of kind of this whole thing. And we had, a couple of years ago now, we had played this event where Psycho, which is a group of
chartered accountants
in South Africa, they had asked us to write a song about accountancy and about, you know, so make it fun, make it funny, make some jokes about accountants, and you can play this song.
But not those jokes.
Yeah.
And you didn't like all the jokes.
Yeah. And you can play it at this corporate event. And now, for starters, writing a song about, you know, making a funny accounting song.
I mean, Monty Python's already done it.
Yeah,
and kind of perfected it.
They've taken all the good jokes.
Exactly.
So we were left with lines like, "We see you audit and we applaud it." And
I still like that line.
That's a good line.
Number crunching, business lunching.
It sounds like potential.
I mean,
those were the best lines. There was also, you already know that from an email, one of millions that you'd never read.
Yeah.
Which was kind of our little jab at them. Fortunately, that got through. I think some of the lines, they were like, "You can't really say that." We do want it to be very funny, but just not that funny.
Okay. So that was a tough project to write. But what was even tougher, it was made worse that on this particular evening, we had to perform the song. We couldn't play it live because for some reason they didn't have enough budget to put up a sound system and get us to come in just to play one song. So we had to mime our performance.
No.
So we had to pre-record this thing. And to make it worse is that we had to mime it on this revolving stage where we would kind of stand on the stage.
For that. They definitely had budget for a revolving stage.
The stage would revolve and we'd kind of be revealed and we'd start playing this song. And I say play. We would start miming the song.
That was on the Idol's instruments, wasn't it?
Yes, yeah.
Little guitar, tiny drum set, banjo.
And I would say it wasn't like they were really playing the song super loudly. It was kind of, they're playing it at that level where you can still hear yourself miming, which when you're doing a silent act and you can hear it, that means they haven't really played the thing very loud.
That is bad.
So that was a bit awkward, and people weren't as perhaps happy to hear jokes. Oh, I say jokes. To hear the words that we had strung together that vaguely resembled accounting. Because to be honest, I don't even know if they really understood what they were seeing. It's all of a sudden these guys in suits with fake instruments revolved into their lives. Started singing some nonsense. And then when it came to the song ending, there was an awkward pause before they started revolving the stage. So really that's awkward because we didn't even have mics. We can't say things. We can't interact with the crowd or be thank you or whatever. So you have to kind of just stay dead still. And then it took a while for them to start actually revolving the stage, and it was very slow.
Yeah. So
you kind
that
of
was
just,
the real comedy, I think.
Oh,
it's
that sounds
pretty
so good.
Much like doing a fart in a room and then hanging around to see people's expressions.
So
it was nice to redeem that area. I felt like we did well, people laughed, and there was no awkward moment where you got the sense that you overstayed your welcome.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20 questions.
Okay, don't go rogue. I'm going to be good cop, you be bad cop.
Why are you talking now? I'm trying to
Introduce the run.
Welcome to 20 questions. Now, I know what you're thinking. 20 questions, that's a lot of questions. So today, we're going to mix things up slightly and we're going to play 30 questions.
Oh no.
Really?
No, I'm kidding. We won't play 30 questions. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you 15 questions.
What was that door?
Why do you keep changing the format? I got all excited for 30 questions. Now first you give it, then you take it away.
So I'm going to go for 15 questions.
Oh no, that's harder. That's worse.
No, but hear me out. I'm going to make life slightly easier for you two.
Okay, maybe.
No, a lot
yes,
easier.
Yes, no, maybe questions.
What I've done is I've put the object, the thing that you have to guess, I've put it underneath this bowl. Let me just...
Oh, that is interesting.
Word. There we go. That's a bowl. It's sitting on a book. There we go. That's
tap
a book.
Tap other things and name them.
So there is an object...
Ow.
There's an object underneath that bowl. Yeah. That is... obviously here. It's obviously in our presence,
right.
And you're going to have to guess what
I know
the,
my first question.
What the object
is it smaller than that ball? Wait, that doesn't count.
Alright, so have fun. For the audience at home and your ears only, it is a golf ball. Yeah, that's a sound of a golf ball. There we go, now back to them.
Okay, okay. Well, okay, so first of all, it's not animal.
Whoa. Wait, yeah, hang on.
That's great.
How do you know that? Maybe I've tricked you.
Because I can't hear it knocking about.
Animal. Could definitely be a dead animal. I shouldn't be helping you. Sorry.
I'd be surprised if it was. If it's a dead animal,
yeah,
fair play to you.
Yeah. We'll figure that out.
I'm imagining in a loincloth. you've climbed up a tree. You've foraged for an animal and you've brought it home. You put it at your wife's foot of the bed. She said, you brought me a little gift. Thank you. What do you want to do with this? We'll stick it under a bowl for 20 questions.
Okay, well, no. It's interesting that you're riding off animals so quickly, but fair enough.
I think that we'll figure it out if we're going wrong and that it is an animal quite quickly.
Okay, well, again, I'm going to refer to your logical mind because
yeah,
I'm a bit of a scatterbrain.
Yeah.
I feel like the scatterbrain approach is more entertaining.
Okay, well, then I defer to you and your scatterbrain approach.
Is it a baboon?
So, do you want to ask him if it's animal?
No, I want to ask him, is it blue?
Oh, why? Oh, it's infuriating.
Why? What if it was?
It's not blue.
Well, there we go. Now we know at least it's not blue. Every question helps.
That did not
help.
Just,
we're whittling down from anything to one thing.
Is it mineral?
Define mineral.
We do this every time.
I just want to always make sure I'm correct.
Not animal or vegetable. In other words, it can't be a food. It can't. It could be like a vitamin tablet, but it couldn't be food.
Can it be a like? I don't know. I don't want to give too much away.
It could be a matchbox.
Could it be something like?
It
like
can
a
be
gas.
I would say that a gas.
Oh no, there's nothing under there. It's air. He's put air under
that,
there.
That would be. I would say that would be mineral. But I would say that wood would be vegetable.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah,
I've never
because it's organic.
Living.
It's organic.
Okay. Well, yes, it's a mineral.
Okay. Do you want to ask him if
yeah,
it's air?
Well, let me. If it's
nothing under there. Do you want to do that?
He's put nothing
yeah,
under there.
Like that would be the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, that does seem like a question I might ask. Is it nothing?
No.
Okay.
There is something.
Okay.
Okay. What's interesting is.
Yeah.
It's not blue.
Yeah.
And it's not nothing. I just want to summarize what we've got so far. So we can scratch out.
Vegetables, animals,
yeah, and
things that are blue.
Things that are blue,
yeah. So yeah, the sky,
yeah, the sky couldn't be. Under
but remember, there could be something, but it could still be invisible.
What? Why? Why? What do you mean?
Because it could be a gas. And
oh my goodness,
why do you keep going back
what,
to
have
the
you,
gas?
Have you farted under the bowl?
Again, fair play to you.
Is that your question?
No.
I think... Do you think he's gone sidebar? Do you think he's gone for the old sneaky repeat? So it's a key again.
That's another key.
Ooh.
That is interesting. Well, I'm going to ask
you... It
can't
be the key that it was last time.
Look,
he pointed
if it is a
key,
why don't you leave it more towards like question 14 so that we can still have a bit of a game?
And that key is still in the door.
Is it majority metal?
No.
Okay.
Is it majority plastic?
Wait, I'm still running down these things.
Hold on.
I think so.
Okay.
Here we go. Now we're onto something.
But I think so. I actually genuinely do not know.
Yeah, well, at least that means it's probably not.
So he
like
doesn't know
mouse.
What it is, so it might be like a DVD or a Blu-ray.
A
because
polycarbonate
that, you know,
of
yeah,
some
like,
kind.
Exactly, yeah.
If you will. Okay.
Well, you're still sure you don't want to go down the animal route?
Pretty, yeah.
At this stage, when you say you think it's mainly plastic,
yeah,
I think it's not going to be an animal.
But what about,
based
like,
on that clue specifically.
What about a Christmas beetle?
Yeah.
Doesn't a Christmas beetle have plastic wings?
They do feel like plastic, but I don't think they're plastic.
Can I go rogue?
Whoa.
Whoa, role reversal.
Yeah. Okay, is it a figurine of some kind.
What?
Or
don't
some,
ask that.
Or, some,
whoa,
or something
don't
that
ask
is.
That.
So
why are you asking? I'm trying to do you.
Oh, I see, yeah.
What, something, oh, that's a terrible
or something
question.
In the shape of something else that is
strategy.
Noticeable.
No.
It's well, not in the shape of something that's noticeable.
Yeah. That was a bad, that was a bad question.
No, I mean, it is in the shape of something that's, you know, it's in the shape of something. You'll know what it is. I haven't just put like a chewed up end of a pen or something like that under a ball.
That was my, that was like, my next question.
Really, I didn't know what he knows what it is. It's just a pile of sludge.
Some artifact from space that arrived on Earth via meteor, okay, which is why I'm like, oh, I don't know what it's made of.
We need to get researchers in to find out what it's made of. Just cut quick.
Some
we're
carbon
just
dating
get
or
some scientists in to answer question four. So important. Does this round. Okay, here's a good one. Andrew, you'll like this.
Yeah.
When it's not under that bowl, is it usually in this room?
No.
Did you like that?
I did like it.
I preferred it if it was a yes, to be honest.
Yeah.
But I would say,
is this just like you've had a mistake at breakfast?
I would.
And he just knocked your bowl over.
And left it.
I would say that you wouldn't be it wouldn't throw you off if you found this item in this room. You wouldn't be like, what on earth is that doing there?
Right.
Like,
so it's a household object.
Why is that not, you know, 70 feet in the air like it normally is or something like that? Like, okay, it wouldn't freak you out.
So we know it's not the Hindenburg.
Okay. Is this something that you use daily?
No.
Right.
I did not use it daily.
I mean, should we go down the entertainment or music route or...
Andrew, the floor is yours.
Okay. Is this something that is used... but he doesn't use it every day and he probably would use it for entertainment. Is this something to do with hygiene?
No, not hygiene.
Nah.
Is this something to do with entertainment? Vaguely.
Yeah, I'd say it probably does.
Yes, you should have asked that. I got a yes there.
I know. What was I doing?
Is that our first yes?
No, we had mineral.
And plastic.
My process of elimination, yeah.
But how this is always going to work, right, is it's going to be revealed. I'm going to open that thing. Yeah. And then Andrew's going to say something like, oh, well, that quite clearly is...
Yeah, it's because you choose weird things. Like
it's a cauliflower.
Yeah.
I think that's vegetable.
Okay, we're going to pause there. We've got 5 questions left. I want you to think about
those
5 questions.
Why have you decided
questions.
That we only get 15 questions?
Because surely it should be more easy knowing the size and that it can be indoors.
Yeah, not with our rogue questioning like
that's
blue.
That's 2 questions. But if anything, we should have 18 questions. There's 2 givens.
Okay, fine. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 18 questions. We'll return.
Come inside the Brother Street Warehouse of Rejected Ideas.
Welcome to the Warehouse of Rejected Ideas.
Oh, it's good to be in here. We haven't been in here for a while.
Yeah, it's got that kind of clammy, kind of musky smell.
Very
we need
dusty.
To open some windows in here.
It's a very interesting smell.
But yeah, we're going to just pitch a couple of rejected ideas. I know what you're thinking. What's a rejected idea? It's a good idea. That's a bad idea. And that'll become clear shortly. We're going to be pitching ideas around home entertainment.
Yeah.
And yeah, who's got some ideas for me?
Okay, well, I've got an idea. I mean, I've brought 2 guitars from Guitar Hero here today. And so it's clear that people enjoy playing video games. They like playing Guitar Hero.
You brought them here to try give them to one of us. It's not that clear.
And, you know, that's a way of entertaining yourself at home. You can play video games.
Yeah.
But some people don't like music. And some people don't like playing guitar or even bands. I know there's lots of versions of Guitar Hero.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to suggest a different version of the Hero franchise.
Okay.
Which is Gordon Ramsay Hero. Okay?
All right.
So, in Gordon Ramsay Hero, you play a game where, with the game, it comes with a wireless chopping board and plastic knife. And you basically have to chop ingredients as quickly as possible while Gordon Ramsay screams obscenities at you. Because people love his shows. They seem to love other people getting shouted at. Maybe they want to feel the full experience.
It's not a bad idea, really. At the end of the day, you could be onto something.
Gordon Ramsay Hero.
It's true. I mean, those controllers already kind of work.
Yeah.
You just have that little plastic connection on the front.
You could, if you really like, if you get one of those turbo boosts that you sometimes get in Guitar Hero, then you can like chop really quickly. Like,
Oh crap.
Are you about to knock over the bowl there?
I'm about to knock them over.
Cheeky. Okay, well,
would you play, would you play that?
When you started talking,
yeah.
At first I was like, and then you started going, and then I was like,
yeah.
And then by the end I was, it's only chopping vegetables.
Well,
if
I mean,
it was a full game,
yeah.
Like, I'd be more interested in playing cooking on a Wii.
Yeah.
Sorry, sounds bad now. Cooking with Wii.
This is the great thing, though. It's got so much merchandising potential because you just get the base set of the chopping board and the knife.
Okay. Yeah.
But, like, you can pay more and get the skillet and the spatula.
You know Gordon Ramsay's going to look all wrong because those Guitar Hero kind of avatars that you play with, they don't look anything like the people that they're kind of meant to look like.
He does look all wrong already.
It might make him look better.
He's like a magazine collage of a face.
I like this idea of taking... But I think it would be better if we did something more in the virtual reality realm. So you take something that no one really likes doing. So say painting a house. Like, not many people look forward to painting a house. So
yeah.
That's going to be a bit of a chore. But is there a way to, like, painting a house hero where you wear virtual reality glasses of some sort, and then you kind of, when you're painting the wall, you've got to paint over, you know, aliens or monsters or something like that. And so the action that you need to do, you need to paint your house, starts becoming this fun, like, how many monsters can I kill?
So wait, you're actually painting your wall.
Yeah.
But in reality, in virtual reality, it looks like you're painting a monster's face.
Like, well,
I mean,
something.
I don't understand.
It looks like
does that kill the monster? Or is it like annoy
well,
them?
It might do.
You know, you keep trying to make these games more fun. Remember, this is rejected ideas. Painting a house hero, you should really just be painting a house.
Yeah. And also, that's not home entertainment. That's just painting a house.
Okay, well, I'm sorry for trying to take a good idea and make it bad.
Yeah. Andrew, I'm afraid I can't reject your idea because I genuinely want to play that.
Really?
Yeah.
Gordon Ramsay hero.
The only thing
just
about
me.
Gordon Ramsay and his kitchen nightmares is, why are people still watching it? You get the sense of it within, you know, 5 sentences. Gordon walks in, this place sucks, close it down, I'm not gonna, that's it, we're shutting down, Gordon changes the menu, now it's perfect.
Yeah.
Every single episode, and
yes,
there's seasons and seasons of it.
Yeah.
Why are they watching?
Because he shouts a lot. And people like shouting.
That's really strange for me. Okay,
yeah.
I like the idea. I'm changing it to Jamie Oliver, though.
Okay. Yeah. Does that make it rejected?
No, that makes it more
fun.
Because
he's too nice.
I love it. The whole thing. I love the whole thing. It's not rejected.
Sorry, guys.
Do you just not like cooking at all? You're like, that's
not
the
really.
Worst thing I could think of doing.
In the spirit of my mom's birthday, my rejected idea has to do with her. So my mom has this condition where whenever she's watching TV late at night, she'll inevitably fall asleep. So you'll kind of catch her if you're at her house roundabout.
Condition sounds like a strong word for nap time.
For going to sleep.
Yeah. No.
At a time appropriate.
It's a condition
hour.
Because it happens without fail all the time. So you'll kind of walk into the room. There'll be a program on TV, normally the Crime Channel. Because my mom loves a good crime.
Really puts her to sleep.
Yeah. Nothing like a harrowing murder.
I don't want to sleep for president.
So you'll walk in, and she will quite clearly be in the seat, her head down, her eyes closed, TV still on, and you'll go, "Mom, are you sleeping?" And she'll wake up and go, "No."
Man, she must have the weirdest dreams when the Crime Channel is starting to infiltrate your subconscious.
And this, I mean, this without fail, this will always happen. Like, mom, you sleep? No. She'll fall asleep next to you. You'll be watching something with her. At one stage, Chris and I used to watch House of Cards with her.
Mm.
And, you know, you'd look to your left, Chris enjoying it, look to your right, mom asleep. So it is obviously a thing. And I get that other people probably have this where they're watching TV, their eyes start feeling a bit heavy, and fall asleep. So it'd be great if you had a device that would either do one or two things. You could set it to either wake you up when you're falling asleep watching TV, which I think would be quite helpful. Or if you are in the kind of mood where you're like, I don't mind falling asleep while I'm watching TV, or just let you be.
Like currently.
You mean
but
it was like...
you've invented a thing that doesn't do something.
you need the option, because sometimes it's lovely to just put something on and fall asleep. So you don't want to constantly be woken up unnecessarily if that's not what you're wanting. So this thing will kind of, the moment it senses your heart dropping a bit and I don't know how things can sense it to your sleep. Yeah. That's technology not for me to worry about.
No, sure.
Apple need to worry about that technology.
Yeah.
This thing will just start vibrating and wake you up. And not only that, what it'll do is it'll know what you're watching and it'll just give you a little recap of what you missed. It's going to be like, okay, cool.
Oh, wow. The only thing I can see wrong with this is that no one, despite how much you try, can wake up in that phase. You wake somebody up, you nudge them, and they go, yeah, thanks, I'm awake now. Look back, they're asleep. The only way to wake them up is to stop the thing and say, okay, go to bed. And then they go, I'm awake now.
Maybe what we could do, that's a very good point. Maybe this little device, because I'm thinking it's like a watch kind of device. Maybe you can have a little pin in, and it just injects some like Red Bull straight into your bloodstream.
Adrenaline straight into your heart.
Yeah, and you, I must pay attention. And then you go, oh, okay, that's just what happened. She died. Okay, cool, that's cool. And you continue.
What's interesting is that you've said that your mom can sleep sitting up with her head down.
Yeah.
Perfect for flying.
It's perfect for flying.
She's so lucky.
Yet she's not a very traveled woman.
She's not a very frequent flyer.
she's kind of missing out on a good opportunity there.
Yeah. I mean, it's impossible to sleep on a plane, and she's completely nailed it.
And for her, she's got the benefit of not only can she do that, but she can literally put on a movie in the plane and just nod off. So it really does work.
Perfect. So have you tried to wake her up in those instances?
Well, often it is pointless because, as you say, you'll go, "Mom, you're sleeping." She'll go, "I'm not sleeping," and she'll
stubborn.
She'll look up again, and she'll watch, and then she's slowly but surely eyes will close. And the best thing to do is actually just to make her like tea or something, and then give her something else external to do, and then that kind of tends to keep her up because she's been watching now House of Cards with us. I think we are. House of Cards is in its fourth season, and I'm pretty sure Chris and I watched two of those seasons with her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as I said in this podcast before, that meant sitting through some awkward lesbian love scenes. But we'll do it for family, okay? So this is now two seasons where she's pretty much, I reckon, if you add up the time that she's been asleep for it, she's maybe seen one episode of House of Cards. And that's a fairly complicated show.
Yeah.
So I don't really know if she knows what on earth is going on, which is probably why the kind of observations we get from her is, oh, I love that woman's hair. Or, that guy's a nasty piece of work.
Very nice.
I realize it's a problem for when you're watching with other people like you just described, but if your device works for when she's on her own watching TV, why don't, instead of, I mean, I'm not saying that a shot of adrenaline is a bad idea, but why not just have the thing when you're falling asleep that it just slowly turns the TV off and then you can just sleep there because obviously she's comfortable.
Because Simon's still watching.
Yeah.
No, but I'm saying when she's on her own.
Or
when
she's sitting next to her.
Yeah, when she's not, when I'm not there, that's a good idea. Because then also it'll keep her place in the show, hopefully.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe you can email her a recap of the whole show the next day.
I mean, I think this is a good idea, apart from the adrenaline shot. I think the vibrating like arm thing would wake you up. Or if you had like a necklace.
To be honest, I put the adrenaline...
you want it to be kind of painful.
I put the adrenaline in because I realized halfway through my idea.
That was a good idea.
That was a good idea. And I needed to put something to make it rejected.
Yeah, I didn't do that.
So yeah,
I just came up with a great idea.
Yeah. It either sends adrenaline to you or just chops off one of your legs. There we go.
Right.
Rejected. A big mallet swings out of the ceiling and smacks
you.
Did
I say that my knife for Gordon Ramsay Hero it was real? It was fake. I mean, it's real. It's real. It's a real knife.
No, sorry, Andrew. I saw you trying to edge Simon's into accepted, but no, it's rejected. Well, I feel like when it comes to home entertainment, you want to emulate the theater experience as far as possible because everyone knows.
I don't know if I want to do that.
Going to the theater is the best.
You mean movie theater?
Yeah.
Right.
It's much better on the much bigger screen.
Yes.
So they used to say. I think they stopped saying that because they realized it wasn't. It's like, that can't be our slogan anymore.
It's much better on the 360p screen.
It's sometimes better on our big screen.
Yeah. Depends on your audience.
It's definitely more expensive on our big screen.
So my idea is it's a new set of surround sound speakers.
I think I know where you're going with this.
I think you know exactly where I'm going with this. placed all around the room, kind of a couple behind you, some next to you, one down and kind of to the left that occasionally turns on with like a cell phone light just out the corner of your eye, and you try and move just so that you can't see it anymore, put your popcorn in your face, but it doesn't work. The light pollution has ruined the film. And these speakers behind you, you know, you've got occasionally during the film you'll get, "So what did you do on Friday night?"
Or like, "Oh, I didn't know that he was an X-Men."
Or, "Oh, the best one. Oh my God, it's Stan Lee. That was Stan Lee. Guys, did you see? Stan Lee was just in the film. Pass it on. Stan, he created them. He's in all of them. It was Stan Lee." And I think that, you know, if you could have that for every movie, it would be, well, not the Stan Lee part, obviously. That wouldn't work. It would just be nice to feel like you're in that theater and be all tense and kind of sweating along your brow thinking, "I should have stayed home for this."
I mean, definitely, you know where I stand on this. This is a rejected idea.
I'm going for the
idea.
Hard reject.
I want to know from you, because you literally were in a film last night. Did you have a similar experience again?
Not particularly.
Were they well behaved?
It was actually quite a well... I felt like my party was actually the worst behaved party there. I'm not going to name a name because there were eight of us and most of them probably listened to this. But there was some heavy rustling.
Okay, I can figure this out. You know, Jake might be a rustler.
In soft parts. Kind of you look, but they don't notice. Oh, this is going to have to be cut. But it's not. But it should be. But it won't.
Stop rustling.
I've got another idea.
Okay.
You know the 4D experience?
Yeah.
Where not only can you see... I'm trying to think what the 4Ds might be. See, hear,
smell. See again. You can see twice, I think, because it's two eyes.
Two eyes, hear, and I think the room can kind of move now in some of these
and
things.
I'm sure smell's part of it.
Yeah, I think smell.
So you get a smell, ticket. But why stop there? I think we need to appeal to more senses.
Yeah.
The sense of direction, that's one. I don't know how we can appeal to that. The sense of belonging. We're going to 6D experience now.
The seat just wraps around you like a hug.
Yeah. And then for horror films, the sense of there's someone in the room behind me that I can't bear to look. You know that sense you sometimes have.
That's so, good.
Know, like
when they're wrestling behind you.
Yeah, I've already got that.
What about, like, you tell everyone that when they walk out the film, they'll be punched in the face. So throughout the whole film, there's a sense of dread. That could work.
The sense and sensibility, when you watch that, that's an extra two.
Yeah. Also, there can be an official thing where someone's not going to make it out of the cinema alive. So there's always like a sense of loss.
Because sense of danger. Yeah. You can give your 5 cents. At the end. Well, that happens at most films as you're walking out. What did you think?
I quite liked it.
That's my 5 cents. Isn't that 2 cents?
I feel
awkward talking about the film straight after I leave the cinema. I don't know why, because it feels like it's the expected thing to do. For some reason, the rebel in me is like, "I'm not going to do that." But it's also because there are other people there, and I feel like you kind of want to have those conversations in a more private space, especially if someone's going to walk out and hear you speaking about the thing that they're just about to walk into.
Yes, I've actually genuinely walked away from people who were doing their popcorn or something because they were talking in potential spoilers.
Yeah.
And like, I think I might have gone la 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 as I walked, just so I couldn't hear, just to make sure.
Still singing along to an imaginary song.
So anyway, that's the 14 cents experience.
Yeah, rejected.
Oh. No, I'm accepting that. I love the idea of...
I think it's a terrible idea.
Not knowing who's going to get punched in the face when you walk out the cinema.
Who's going to be slapped senseless.
Yeah, but that is rejected if you love it.
No, that's accepted.
Yeah, it's accepted.
So
well,
it's
sorry. I don't know. He's accepting, I'm rejecting.
We basically don't know how this round works.
20 questions.
20 questions.
All right, we're back, and I'm giving them 15 questions, although it's been contested to be 18 questions. We'll never know. We keep on changing the goalpost.
If we get it in 15, then that's great. If we don't, we've got 3 extra to play with.
Yeah, and then if you don't get in those 3 extra, we get in 2 extra, and then that's really poor form, because you've played a real game of 20 questions with some of them eliminated already, and you still haven't gotten it.
Well, the problem for me is that since we broke the round, I've looked around the room, considered your phone, and now I've just seen it sitting there next to you. Which is very sad, because, you know, some of that might be plastic.
No, I haven't got my phone underneath the ball.
Clearly.
But I hadn't planned to do it, but I had thought of doing it,
yeah.
is trying to, when you guys came in this morning, steal one of the items that were on your person and place it under the ball.
Sure.
Because then... been,
oh, the prestige.
I know, it would have been so great. So I haven't done that. Or have I done that?
It would be like, it's Dylan's microphone. What? How did that work?
Oh, perfect. So any questions? You haven't asked me a question
yet. Well, I want to know if it's kitchen related.
No, not kitchen related. Dear.
Is it bedroom related?
It is not bedroom related.
It must just be like a decor thing or I don't know. We've basically covered every room in the house.
Is it to do with keeping time?
But I don't want to. I want to quickly ask you to say another thing about the bedroom thing. Yeah. It's not bedroom related, although I must confess that the item that I put underneath the bowl, I did find in my bedroom.
But it shouldn't have been there.
Well, it's just... It didn't have to be there.
But it can be there.
It can be there.
How long was it there for?
I think it's been there for a while, but I wouldn't personally, if I was to actually keep that item in this house, I would keep it in a different place, not where I found it.
Man, that is cryptic.
I know. Andrew, you asked something now, which is also not going to be true, but tell me it again. What was it?
No, I can't remember.
Yeah,
that's convenient.
Oh, is it used for keeping time?
That was me.
No, that was Dylan.
Sorry, that's still... No, it's not for keeping time.
Is it Lego?
No.
It would be plastic.
Yeah.
Well done.
Well, it was a no.
No. Still.
Thanks.
I feel like...
Thinking outside the
team,
box.
Yeah, the team kind of did well with that one.
I feel like this is getting somewhere.
This is the part of the underdog movie where we lose at first, but then later, off air, we'll win.
How about this? Is this a smaller version of a big thing?
No.
I kind of asked that with a figurine thing.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
It's been so long.
All right, that was kind of a smaller version of you, Andrew. That was your first... Your first 15.
Oh, great.
Let's see if you can get... No, I mean, we can go all the way to 20.
In these last three, if we are doing 18, can you give us huge clues?
I could. I think you're closest remembering that it is sort of entertainment-based. I think that would be a good... Because that's one of the ones I've said yes to.
Mm-hmm.
It's entertainment based and potentially made out of plastic. I think that might really help you.
Is it for to do with a TV?
No, not a TV.
That's a shame.
Yeah, that is a shame.
Ooh.
What?
Is it a set of headphones?
No, not a set of headphones.
Sorry. Sorry, Andrew.
No, it's good.
I went all in on that one. That's me spent.
There's one more question before you get to... Well, there's the 18th question
Let's just play to 18. I don't want... If we got it on 20, I wouldn't even feel like that was a victory, to be honest.
Now, I'm going to help you out here. So you're hearing entertainment and you're thinking, based on your questioning, you're thinking exclusively...
Indoor.
And you're thinking exclusively... in the sort of audio-visual department for entertainment.
Right.
But there are lots of things that people do outdoor for entertainment, and this might be one of them.
Is it sidebar,
frisbee, some kind of a ball.
So sport-related, basically.
But a ball is always going to be a smaller version of a bigger ball, isn't it?
Would Simon have a golf ball?
He could have had a golf ball, and it's certainly something he wouldn't use daily.
Yeah.
He'd use it once every 10 years. He could have a golf ball and it would fit under that thing.
It definitely would, yeah.
The ball itself would technically have to be a right answer.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
So that's quite big and broad.
Go for it.
Well, hold on. Let's think of other big and broad ones and pick the best one.
Okay.
So we've got ball, we've got wickets.
Yeah.
I guess that top thing on the wicket would fit. Yeah, the bells.
Or just sport, something sporting.
Think about the bowl. Think about the bowl. He's given us this lovely size thing.
Can we move the bowl?
No.
You know, a volleyball net or something.
Can we shake it around?
You can't shake it around.
This isn't Christmas.
Yeah. What do you think? I've already given you a huge clue by
breaking it down.
Okay. Is it a ball?
Yes.
Yay! Yay!
And in fact, it is a golf ball.
Yay!
There you go. You may or may not have heard it rolling about there.
That is fantastic.
So I think we both get points there because I pretty much gave you
clues.
Well done.
Everyone's a winner.
But you also got there in the end.
Stoked.
So that was 18 questions.
I like this new thing where you put it under a bowl.
Yeah.
I think we should continue that.
Makes it interesting.
Can you guys hear that? Oh, I can't hear it.
There's
a small man in the box.
And was there a small man in the box?
Oh, I know what it is.
The quiz! That's right, it's quiz time again.
Hooray!
And this week's quiz is the Tina Fey quiz.
O-M-G.
We... love her.
She is a fresh voice in comedy today.
As a woman, I just feel like she's saying everything that I'm thinking but don't want to say.
Unbreakable, Kimmy Schmidt. Okay, we're going to start with Tina Fey round one. Shut up. question one. How old was she when she got that scar? That scar. Simon.
I reckon she was... 4 years old.
You know what's going to hurt my chances in this one? What? I think Simon's read her autobiography.
I haven't.
Oh, you haven't. Okay.
Christina has, but unfortunately, yes. We don't share the same mind.
Seven.
Seven. I'm going to give it to Simon because Simon's closer with five.
Well, yes. You didn't say five.
No, no.
Yeah, but I was pretty darn close.
And a follow-up question is, how did it happen? Yes, Dylan.
Dog bite.
Dog bite, incorrect.
Beep. I think it was like glass, like cut glass, or like a smashed bottle or something.
Nope, you're both wrong. No. We're moving on. It was a bonus little question, so you both got it wrong. We're moving on. It was a stranger approached her in her front yard and just slashed her face.
What?
Yeah.
It's pretty kind hectic. Of textbook equation for getting into comedy.
Yeah.
You okay. Just know that's going to happen.
Tragedy equals comedy.
Question two.
Plus years.
Before she was a featured player on SNL, Saturday Night Live, she would often appear as an extra. Playing what role?
Beep.
Yes.
Someone in the background.
Can you elaborate?
Yes, I can. She would be in the crowd. When there was a crowd scene, she
is the right answer.
The
she was an audience member.
That's not what he meant.
That's not
really.
The point.
Oh, really? Would you have said that?
No.
Okay, well.
Neither did he.
Thanks for being there. Question three. She voiced the British and German princesses for Medieval Madness. But what kind of game is Medieval Madness?
Sheep.
An app.
I think you beeped. Incorrect.
It's a PlayStation game.
Incorrect.
It's a Wii game.
Incorrect. It's actually not digital.
It's a board game.
It's not.
It's a card game.
No, it's not.
It's a party game that you play with kids.
Nope.
Beep. It's like one of those game experiences where you go to like a place and
you
the game
happens.
Kind of
closer, but it's more old school.
It's a roller coaster.
No.
It is a roller coaster.
It's not.
Beep, it's a themed restaurant.
No.
It's a theme park. It's this a is something carousel.
This is somewhere we would go as kids.
Beep,
like we would go as kids, yeah. And you
arcade.
You pay with coins
arcade.
And it's
an arcade.
Yes, and it's a
arcade game.
Kind
beep,
of
dance game.
Something you'll find in an arcade.
Beep. An arcade game.
No.
It's a car racing game.
No.
It's a claw machine.
No.
It's a gun, a first person shooter.
No, it involves the thing that the 20 questions was about.
Putt-putt.
No.
Yes.
No, I mean the ball.
Beep. It involves a ball.
Throw a ball into a hole.
No.
Game.
This is like a you'll see hundreds of these in arcades.
It's
very
like
old school.
Lottery.
Like they're collector's editions. They're collector's items now. Like,
pinball.
Yay! Well done, Dylan.
I got it.
No, you didn't.
I just didn't say it.
Well done. Okay, question four. She made her rap debut in June of 2012, appearing on which rapper's song, Real Estate?
Beep. Jay-Z.
Incorrect.
Donald Trump?
Oh, you got the first name right.
Donald Glover?
Is the right answer.
Sweet.
Well done. Anyone know his rapper name?
D. Glove?
No, it's...
I can't remember it.
Childish Gambino.
Sure. Yeah, didn't know that.
Okay, and we're going to have a bonus question
Isn't
in this round.
Another quiz.
Yeah, bonus question in this round. She believes the two funniest words are... You just get a guess each.
Beep. Sponge cake.
No.
Nerds. And blarg.
Farts.
No, the correct answer was hamburger sandwich.
Yeah.
Okay, that's...
Right,
that's
round
a weird
two.
Thing to believe.
Nah, I don't want to read this autobiography anymore.
Round two is filming good. Which film or TV series were they not in from this list? And in this list, she is. Yeah. In this
breakable
list,
Kimmy Schmidt.
She will be appearing as herself in all of these
Ooh,
things. All right.
This is a talk show or something.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay. Here we go. So the options are Second to None, 2001, Night of the Stars.
2001 an option?
No. This is the year. This is the year that they appeared. So, Second to None, 2001. Night of the Stars, 2003. Martha, 2006. Exposé, with an X on the front, 2010. And Ace of Cakes, 2010.
So, Beep, I think it's going to be Martha, and the answer's going to be Arthur.
Okay. I'm going to say Ace of Cakes.
Okay, you're both incorrect. It was Night of Too Many Stars was the correct answer. So, yeah, you're both wrong.
You've made that round kind of impossible.
Yeah,
really,
I have.
In a way.
It's great. Okay, round three is finish
is
the...
Snake.
Quote.
Finish each other's snake.
The first quote is, say yes and you'll...
Yes.
Dylan.
What? Your buzzer just said yes. And you'll get yes.
Incorrect.
Beep, say yes and think about the...
No, that's not even
later.
How the rest of the quote went.
Incorrect.
Say yes and you'll achieve it.
No.
That's kind of close.
Beep,
there.
Say yes, not no.
No, I don't know if you guys are going to get this. It was say yes and you'll figure it out later.
That's kind of what I was meaning just now.
I wasn't close
enough.
Didn't
I say that?
Nope. Okay, the second quote is,
okay,
always remember, always remember the most important rule of beauty is...
Beep.
Simon.
Be yourself.
No.
Self-confidence. Confidence
no.
in others.
Beep makeup.
No. Yeah. I think this is Tina Fey. This is like...
Beep. Wear your scars proudly.
Incorrect.
Comfortable clothes.
No. No.
Beep.
So it's Tina Fey or Liz Lemon? Because I feel like I know Liz Lemon better than I know Tina Fey.
It's on the inside? Beauty's on the inside?
It's kind of... It's more like self... you're not going to get it without me giving it away. It's who cares?
Confidence in self.
Well... I don't know.
Half a point, maybe?
No. The third quote is, in most cases, being a good boss means hiring talented people and then...
Beep, firing them.
No.
Sitting back and letting them do all the work.
I'm going to give it to you.
That's what I would have
getting
said
out of the way.
For the joke,
getting out of the way. Well, sorry.
I think I should get a point
for not getting the point.
And the last quote is, you can tell how smart people are by what they...
Beep.
Simon.
Where?
No.
Listen to
people laugh at
is the correct answer, Simon. 100%.
Very good. And that's true.
It is true.
Yeah.
We're going to move on to Distant Relative round 4, which this week is 30 Rock. So
yay!
It's some interesting things about
Distant Relative.
So these are, I think, slightly more obscure questions about 30 Rock.
This is just about as distant as Julia Roberts and knitting.
Yeah.
You can't even marry the two.
So question 1 is, who played the part of Jenna Maroney in the unaired pilot?
Well, I did beep.
You did beep.
I do get a chance here.
Yeah, you
did beep, surely.
Yeah?
Amy Poehler.
No.
Simon? Beep, that other lady that
one.
Amy Poehler that is often in her things.
Yeah.
I don't know what her name is.
Who is this?
Elizabeth Banks.
No.
Beep, what's the chick who's...
If you can name a character that you played, I'll give you that.
Wait, what's...
What?
Veronica Mars.
So she's played a character
in
30 Rock, if you can name that character.
Who's Christian
so this,
Bell?
So this person played Jenna in the pilot, but
now plays something
now
else.
Now plays just like other characters in...
It's the chick
cat lady.
Simon.
Is the right answer.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. Rachel Dratch.
Yeah, I was thinking of her.
Well, no one knew her name.
You should have.
She's like the third tenor in that group of three.
Just be nice. Okay, question
really
two
nice.
Is... Who
those are the worst bits of 30 Rock, and if you think they aren't, then you're not clever, because you laugh at the wrong thing, so you're not smart.
Look, just get out of
what
the way.
What is that little thing? Me. Is that funny now, just going me? Sorry.
Question two is, who composed the music for the show?
Beep, her husband.
I'm going to give you that, yes. Do you know his name?
Right, I assume.
Do you know his name?
Hans Zimmer.
Is it Robert?
No.
Christopher Lloyd.
No.
Give me the first name and I'll try to get the second name.
Jeff.
No.
No, Jeff. Okay, his name's Jeff Richmond. Okay, question 3. Why did Tracy Morgan take 8 weeks off in 2011?
Beep. An accident.
You beeped first. Incorrect.
Beep.
You also got that wrong by proxy.
No. I will not go with accident then. I will go with... diabetes.
It is a health reason, but it's not diabetes.
Tuberculosis.
More serious.
Meningitis?
No.
Are you sure it wasn't diabetes?
Yes, it's on the page.
I read about this the other day and I can't remember what it is now. Sorry, I'm out.
ADD?
No, the correct answer was emergency kidney transplant.
Oh, wow. That is quite serious.
Yeah. And the final...
My kidney's coming out! That's my impression. That's great. Jesse Morgan.
Dr. Spaceman. Dr. Spaceman. Okay, question four. The last question is, how many jokes are there in the show per minute on average? And the closest answer will win.
Per minute on average, I would say there's probably 2.5 jokes.
2.5 jokes per minute.
Six.
Six. Yeah. I can reveal that...
It's going to be like 4.5 or something.
Dylan is closer, as it was 9.57. Oh, 9.57.
Why did you take so long to answer that?
Because Simon interrupted me. I can also reveal that Simon wins the quiz 5 points to 4.
What?
What? Yes. Amazing.
Life changing.
Wrong
show.
I know. I just wanted to do the wrong show theme to make people feel very upset that I won. Alright, well that's this week's show. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Simon, the winner of the week.
Wow.
Maybe even the year.
Certainly not the year.
Certainly
it's gone averages.
It's been lovely having you here. If you like the show, share it with your friends, tweet about it, Facebook about it, email in, tell us you liked it, or do absolutely nothing.
Oh, we've got huge news.
Oh, huge
on
news
on that front. Yeah. Someone, they'll remain nameless, has said that they want me to continue the sketch.
That's great news.
Joy Hitchens.
Nope, it's Claire. Andrew's lovely wife has written in. I think she wants me to finish it so that it's a completed thing when it's on your fridge later in life.
That'd be
fair
great
enough.
Yeah.
Alright, cheers everyone.
Bye.